Marge Sipla's on the phone line right now, and she's the keeper of our speed jokes. Hello, Marge. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, John. Doing well. How are you?
Good. Marge Sipla is a listener in LaGrange who, the day we started doing speed jokes, it'll be 5 years ago this March. We're coming up on the anniversary now that I think about it, right? Let's see. Wait.
Yes.
The pandemic started in 2020. One, two,
right.
Three, four. God, it's hard to believe, Marge. So we've got the
I know. The
anniversary coming up. And then we're going to do our annual anniversary celebration in June. We all gather together and drink some whiskey and eat some good food in June, usually, when the weather's a little nicer. So stay tuned for details on that. But Marge, all along then, has been writing them down, transcribing them, color coordinating them, categorizing them, and we've asked her to pick the joke of the month each month for us, so that when we do our end of the year tournament, it's a little easier. Marge, you did it for January?
I did, and I started out with like 10 jokes, and then I, you know, narrowed it down because I didn't want to send you all 10. And then as I'm going over my entire file for January, then I'm thinking, oh, I should have put that one in. I should have put that one in. So anyway, it depends on what kind of mood I'm in and when I'm reading it, you know?
Let's do speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. These are the jokes of the month for January. Marge has it down to the final four. Let's all do one. Marge, you do one. Dave will do one. I'll do a couple of them, okay?
Okay.
You do the first one, Marge.
Okay. Last night, someone broke into our home and took a dozen eggs, and weirdly, they also left a saucepan filled with warm water. Police believe it was poachers.
Dave, why don't you do the next one?
No, I'm not going to do that one.
I'll do the next one. It was so cold last night, I farted snowflakes. Dave didn't want to do that one.
You did it so well.
All right, Dave, you do the next one.
Last night, Channel 11 broadcast a concert by the Bermuda Harmonic Orchestra. Halfway through, the guy on the triangle disappeared.
All right, Marge, we got one more. You threw this one in. What do you like, Marge?
Pharaohs were buried with their hands across their chest due to an ancient belief that there would be infinite water slides in the afterlife.
I like that one. Yeah, I like that one. Although that second one I did was pretty good, too. But Steve Alexander, which of those should be the joke of the month?
Well, not the one you read, John. Let's go with water slides in the afterlife.
Dave, what do you say?
I agree.
I like that one, too. Where are you going to go, Marge?
I think I'm going to vote for that one, too.
All right. Pharaoh's in the afterlife. Next time you see one of those images, you go to the Field Museum or whatever, you're going to go, oh, he's going down a water slide. Whee! All right, Marge, we're off to a pretty good start. Let's see. Today's Monday. These will be our first jokes of February. Hopefully we can live up to your expectations.
I love this, John. Thanks for doing this. It really keeps me smiling every day. Thanks.
That's the idea. Thank you, Marge. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
We also got jokes sent in today from Frank Toka in Kewaunee and Bob Jakeway in Rockford and Floyd White, who's the published author of two books, Who is the Blame and Who is the Blame Now? Brian Penikoff in Gurnee sent us a joke, Pat Who's All That from Waukegan, and Bruce Bloom, J.D., D.D.S., Deerfield. J.D. means you're a lawyer, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't DDS mean you're a dentist?
Yeah.
This is a dentist lawyer? Hokey smokes.
You get a lot done in the chair.
Chuck Slade in Minocqua, Wisconsin sent us a joke. Tom and Jan in Libertyville, Greg in Countryside, Mike Birrell in Bolingbrook, Patty Malloy and Papa Copo, and Robin in Madison sent us a joke. Dave Carr in Canada did. Ned Merkel in, it says Milwaukee. I think that's supposed to be Milwaukee. Dan Finnegan, who is with the Fish Food Pantry, says, John, a new month is starting. You and your team did an amazing job in January, keeping us informed and our spirits high. You all are a blessing. What a nice thing to say.
In in the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a Labrador Retriever, and John Williams will star as his owner.
No more food for you. The bag here says one cup.
Yeah, well, the Oreo bag doesn't say 16 cookies, yet here we are.
Hey, did you know that John the Baptist and Winnie the Pooh have the same middle name? We were eating out with the family, and my wife started to eat before we said our prayers. And I'm like, hey, we need to pray first. And she says, nah, we don't need to. And I said, well, we always pray at home when I cook the steaks on the grill. And she goes, yeah, I think we're fine here. The chef knows what he's doing. My boss hates it when I shorten his name to Dick.
Why is that?
His name is Steve. These egg prices had better not affect the Cadbury ones. I'll tell you that right now. Okay, one more joke for you. Thank you again, Marge, for setting us up with the jokes for January. How about this one? What was the favorite song from Wicked? In the according to the Broadway critic Dung Beetle. What was the best song from Wicked, according to the Broadway critic Dung Beetle? Well, I think you all know that was popular.